You're listening to the Better Men Podcast, a No Deadbeat Society project. www.wearebettermen.com.
The views and opinions expressed on the Better Men Podcast are those of the host. Viewer discretion is advised.
Episode 40 of the We Are Better Men podcast. I am Leland Dieno. This episode is brought to you by dienodigital.ca. That's www.dienodigital.ca. It's my website. It's cool, geeky stuff. I normally would say shit, but this is kind of a professional episode, so I didn't want to say shit, but then I just said shit, so whatever. Episode 40 is a conversation with someone that I've been hounding and kind of pestering here and there for quite some time, because I listen to his podcast pretty much weekly. Whenever he puts out an episode, I'm listening to it on my commutes and things like that. And it is with Tom Singer. He is the host, founder, creator of the podcast Cool Things Entrepreneurs Do. It's a highly successful podcast. Thousands and thousands of people are listening to it. He interviews some really successful entrepreneurs and kind of walks through their story and how they obtain the success that they have, and some personal stuff about how they got to where they are. Tom Singer, he's a professional speaker, so I think that's his main gig. Travels around the world and speaks and is paid to do so, which is really cool. He also runs a couple other businesses and things like that. He's always up to something, it seems. But yeah, he's the big thing is his podcast. I listen to it pretty much religiously. It's a great podcast. He talks to some awesome people. And throughout the listening to his podcast over the past however many months I have been, probably a year now, I noticed that he'd throw in little things about his kids once in a while and how proud he was of them. So I wanted to talk to him about fatherhood and you know, as someone who he seems to perceive his children as becoming or being great kids, being successful human beings. I think his daughter, she's only a teenager and she did a TED Talk, things like that. I wanted to understand what maybe he thought contributed to that, or was it just, you know, him talking out of his ass, or did he really feel like that? So we had a good conversation about fatherhood, I hope you enjoy it.
Kids. So the oldest is a junior, almost a senior at Carnegie Mellon University, and the younger one, her sister is 5 years younger, is a sophomore in high school. And both of them were straight A students their whole life, and they've just been sort of a delight to raise.
Was there, in early years, were there things that you think you as parents did to help contribute to their being those straight A students?
You know, we get asked that question a lot. People ask us, "What did you do to raise these, you know, high achieving daughters?" And I don't know that I can give my wife and I that much credit. I don't think that we had a strategy. Neither my wife or I were like that academic as children ourselves. I think part of it is we enrolled them in a great preschool. And I think a lot of the credit goes to the fact that they really developed not only a love of learning, but an understanding of learning. They went to a Montessori preschool for 2 years of preschool. The oldest also attended kindergarten there. The youngest went to the public kindergarten because it was the only chance we would ever have the kids in one school because of their 5-year age gap. They were in kindergarten and fifth grade at the same time at the same school. But those 2 and 3 years that they each had at this Montessori school really gave them sort of a head start as far as understanding that learning was self-paced and that it was fun and that it was an achievement to be proud of, to be a good student.
That's awesome. Were you hands on in their younger years? Like, were you at every event and that sort of thing?
You know, we try to be very hands on. I travel a lot. Even before I worked for myself, I was in a sales and marketing role, so you have to go to conferences and other stuff. So, you know, sometimes you couldn't make every single event. But yeah, we tried to be. I mean, we chose to have children for a reason, and part of that was to raise them and to make them the center of our life and our marriage. And that example, my parents were that way. my dad always said that, you know, they didn't have a lot of fancy trips or boats, that it was really about raising the kids. And for that, you know, 18-year span, when you get to have them living under your roof, you know, trying to make them a priority is important. Now, I can't say that I always succeeded. I mean, you know, like everybody, social media has come in during that time. I started my own business 9 years ago. And so there's a whole bunch of distractions. However, I do think that, you know, we at least made an effort to let the kids know that they were important and the things that they were interested in were important to us.
There's an interesting internal battle, I think, that some of us have, where we you know, we're busy, whether it's a job or we're an entrepreneur, and we simply can't make every event, and you start to feel pressure from other parents and things like that at the school. How do you think? How would you recommend someone deals with that? You know, as you're a busy, super busy guy and running a business, how do you deal with it? Or if is it a non-issue now? How do you think someone should approach the feeling they have thinking that, oh, I'm not a great parent because I'm not there all the time. I can't be.
My personal belief is that we've been sold a bill of goods by all these people who talk about work-life balance. I don't think there is a work-life balance. I don't think anything is ever in balance. My being on the phone talking to you means I'm not working on my business. It means I'm not having, you know, lunch with my wife. It means I'm not doing something with my kid. So whatever you're doing at the time, everything else is out of balance. And so you're never going to have a perfect balance. And if you think somehow there's a magic wand that you can wave that's going to allow you to do two things at once, please tell me if you ever find it. So I think the first thing is that you have to forgive yourself that you can't do everything. However, you have to prioritize, where do I want to put my time? And, you know, I would rather not be wealthy. And you know, I'm not super rich. You know, we do fine and we have a nice little life. But I would rather not be wealthy and have, you know, had the time to do some things with my kids than not. But at the same time, because I have my own business and my business takes me on the road now upwards of 100 nights a year. Back when the kids were younger, it was never that much. I couldn't have done it when the kids were younger with that much travel. But even with the travel that I had, you had to realize that sometimes, you know, I wasn't going to be at everything. Now, I was fortunate. I was married. I had a good marriage. And you know, my wife's job was CEO of the family. So, you know, her job was to shuttle the kids around and be there. So there was always a parent at everything, as best we could.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I think the last question I'm going to hit you with is maybe some words of encouragement. This is something I like to do with whoever I talk to. For, let's say, your approach with a young man. He's not with the mother of his children. He's in his children's lives. He's going through some stuff, but he wants to better his journey. You know, I know that there'd be a lengthy discussion probably if he was able to access you for some time. But what are some things you think that he should do or he could focus on immediately to better his life?
Well, I think the first thing is, as far as just bettering your life, you know, with your kids, is let your kids know they're a priority. Let them know they matter. Let them, you know, have conversations with them from a young age, you know, about the fact that you're part of a team. We started referring to our family as the pod, because whales live in a pod, and that's the family of whales. And so, you know, we always talked about the fact that the pod was very important. And then the other part of it is you have to put actions behind that. So one of the best things I think we did, and it was when the kids were a little bit older, but I've been telling a lot of people about this, is when the kids turned 13 years old, they get to plan a 3-night vacation anywhere in the continental United States with mom. Now, they don't get to pick the airfare and the hotel and stuff like that. We have to do it within a budget. But they get to pick which activities they're going to do. Are they going to go to museums? Are they going to go to ice cream stores? Are they going to, you know, go out whale watching? What are they going to do in that area of the country that they decide to go to? So at 13, they get a 3-night trip with mom. When they're 16, they get it with dad. I just completed the last trip. My youngest child is 16. She and I spent 4 days in Yosemite. And she planned everything. We hiked. I'm not that outdoorsy. She is. We did everything that she wanted to do. And she looked forward to that trip for years in thinking through where she wanted to go, how she wanted to do it. And when the trip was over, I talked to her older sister And she agreed that she remembered her trip was to Boston 5 years ago. And we talked about the fact that that's something she'll always remember. And both kids have said that's something, that's a generational trend, tradition. That's something they're going to take forward. So I think it's you can't always be in the moment with your kids. You can't always be there. But when you are, you know, at least try as best you can to be present, you know, to choose to give them that attention where you can carve it out. And I'll be really honest, I'm sure that if you ask my kids, I failed a lot, but I succeeded a lot also.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I know I've been bugging you for a long time to have this conversation.
No,
I'm a huge fan.